Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Merrill City Council passed a resolution declaring the city a Second Amendment sanctuary. WAOW Television reports the resolution passed last night, 6-2. The resolution was brought forward by Alderman Steve Osnes and cites the Constitution, the economic benefit of firearm sales, and the recreational use of firearms. It also claims the citizens of Merrill are opposed to any legislation considered by the state legislature that would infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. The council members had a heated debate over the resolution. Osnes talked about his reasons for bringing the measure forward.
The reason this was brought up is to be proactive. We look at what's happening in Virginia with their governor. This is just being proactive. This is protecting our citizens' rights.
Alderman Rob Norton opposed the resolution.
This resolution is pointless political pandering.
Three people spoke about the resolution during the public comment period. All three spoke out against it. A Lincoln County supervisor also has proposed a resolution that would make the entire county a Second Amendment sanctuary. In 2018, the state Supreme Court quietly made a decision that could affect tens of thousands of people who own property on flowages in Wisconsin. The decision could stop many of them from putting in piers and even getting access to the water. But an advocacy group wants the new law to change that. Ben Meyer has the story.
2 years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Price County man. It said he could block his neighbor from putting in a pier since he owned the ground underneath the flowage in front of the neighbor's property. The court's decision surprised Tom Larson of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
The Supreme Court overturned 140 years of case law, which has said that if you are a riparian owner, meaning you own waterfront property, you are presumed to have what's called riparian rights, which is the right to be able to access the water and to be able to place a pier that touches on the bed of a waterway.
The Supreme Court's decision threw into question the rights of waterfront property owners on Wisconsin's 260-plus flowages. Now, the Realtors Association is strongly supporting a bill that would reverse court action. It would ensure waterfront property owners always have the right to access the water and put in piers, no matter who owns the flowage bed underneath.
We wanted to make the rights of all waterfront property owners, including those that live or that have property adjacent to a flowage, protected in the statutes.
The bill is up for a public hearing on Thursday. Its supporters include senators from Janet Bewley on the left to Tom Tiffany on the right. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
April 1st, 2020 is Census Day in America, a time when, by the law of the Constitution, the government attempts to count everyone living in the nation. The count is done every 10 years. Rhinelander Common Council this week heard from Census Specialist Kasan Shaw about the count. He outlined the process.
Roughly March 15th of 2020, that's when every household in the United States will receive a letter inviting them to take the census, and every household will receive that at their address. If you have a P.O. box, you will not receive that letter. You will receive a knock on your door starting roughly around April 1st, April 2nd, somewhere in there, and our enumerators will come in there and knock on your door, and they will take your census information at that point.
Shaw says they also need census workers paid at more than $20 per hour plus mileage. More information is available if you Google U.S. Census 2020. Applications are done online only. And while thousands of people inside Panther Arena in Milwaukee were cheering President Trump, hundreds gathered outside to protest. The crowd was critical of the president for everything from his environmental policy to his attitudes about women and the fact that he hasn't been removed from office yet. Protesters carried signs while marching, and Milwaukee police say there were no major problems. The forecast for the rest of the day: look for some snow to begin this afternoon with a high near 24, about 2 inches of snow today. Then tonight, snow likely until about midnight, then flurries, cloudy with a low around 2 below, but the wind will be switching to the northwest and gusty, and it could be quite cold as far as wind chills. And Thursday, sunny and cold, high near 9, cold wind chills. And then Friday, snow likely in the afternoon, and it could continue Friday night and into later Saturday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.